How Do I Love Thee? Written and read by Nicholas de Valence. How do I love thee? Let me count the ways. Jared liked to count Jensen's freckles, liked to tie Jensen down and make him sit still so that he could drag his tongue over each individual spot. God, how Jensen would writhe against the sheets. At 36, Jensen would have been writhing and begging desperately to be set loose, but Jared would continue to count. At 72, Jensen usually quieted down, still twisting weakly against the vines, and lay completely tame and warm and soft beneath his lover. And of course, that was Jared's goal. As much as he loved Jensen's powerful, fiery attitude and awesome independence, the one thing that he cherished more than candy was bringing the man to this point. Here everything was wrenched open and left bare. Jensen was naked in every sense of the word, panting and beautiful, and Jared more than enjoyed the view. He relished every twitch of Jensen's body, every hitch of breath, and every single change of expression on his face. 79. Jared hummed against a spot on Jensen's chest. Not a freckle, Jensen panted. That's my nipple. Flicking his tongue out, Jared nodded. I know. I love thee to the depth and breadth and height my soul can reach when feeling out of sight for ends of being an ideal grace. The sun was bright across the deep green of the park grass. A slight breeze mingled with the summer's warm air and brushed light fingers over Jensen's face. He smiled lightly in the ghost-like caress around him, leaning back on his arms, closed eyes upturned towards the sky. Right then, he was content. He could think of only one thing more beautiful than the warmth, or the shiver of the tall trees, or the waves in the field that spread out for seeming miles before him. All he had to do was open his eyes to see his soulmate skipping around and tussling with the dogs only a few feet away. Listening, he heard the laughs and the playful barks, the thuds of heavy bodies hitting the earth. He could look, but he didn't need to. Jared's laugh was lovely enough in itself. It was something more pure than the sun and truer than time. Jensen's heart jumped lightly when all three overgrown children plopped down beside him, but he still didn't open his eyes. He just went lax when Jared's arm snaked around his neck and let himself be dragged down to the grass with the rest of the pile, the rest of his life. I love thee to the level of every day's most quiet need, by sun and candlelight. I love you.
You didn't have to do this.
Jensen's eyes were still wide, staring at the jagged ring of glowing candles around them and the small feast that was spread out on the table. No, you're wrong. I needed to, Jen. I love you. Long, strong arms folded around Jensen's shoulders, and he was pulled back into the warm embrace of his lover. Beyond the yard, the entire horizon was pink, orange and gold with the late evening sunset. Everything was perfect, the food, the night, the lights scattered about, but most of all Jared. Happy anniversary, Jay said softly.
Every year you show me up.
Don't complain.
All I got you was a bottle of lube and fuzzy handcuffs.
All movement behind him stopped, as if Jared was either startled or thinking very deeply. Knowing the man the way he did, Jensen opted to go for the thinking theory.
Fuck dinner, Jared said. We're going to bed.
Jensen laughed all the way through the house until he hit the bed and all the air in his body left him in a whoosh. I love you, Jay, he mumbled among the wisps of darkness in the room. I love thee freely as men strive for right. I love thee purely as they turn from praise. I love thee with a passion put to use in my old griefs and with my childhood's faith. Sometimes, when they're sitting so close on the couch that they could be the same person, Jared has to wonder if there was ever anything before this. With the hot press of Jensen's form against his side, he pretends to be watching whatever they're watching on TV, when he is actually counting the breaths that leave his lover's chest. One, two, three. Could there possibly have been a time during which Jensen wasn't melded to his side? Was there anything other than this? He squeezed his arm tighter around his love, and Jensen mewled lightly, breath coming faster now. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. They cuddled closer and deeper into the cushion, and let the world go on without them for a while. I love thee with a love I seem to lose with my lost saints. I love thee with the breath, smiles, tears of all my life, and if God choose, I shall but love thee better after death.
How much I love you.